अन्नमुखाम्बुजम् पीताम्बरधरम् नीलम् माल्यचन्दनभूषितम् राधाचित्तचकुरेन्दुम् सौन्दर्य सुमहोदधिं परात्परतरं देवम् ब्रह्मानन्द कृपानिधिम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवता नारायणेन स्वयम् व्यासेन ग्रथिताम् पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीम् भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामे भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी In this weekly study, we have already started studying the fifth chapter. The fifth chapter, as we saw, begins with Arjuna's question. And that question has a psychology, a deeper meaning than just the words indicate. Sometimes these questions are not just the questions, but they are indicative of the state of a person's mind. Like when somebody is told that you need to do this, then after telling, if the person doesn't really want to do it, but cannot put any valid argument for not doing it, the person will ask, "Do you really want me to do it?" Now, it is not really a question. It states that although you have told me to do it, I have some inhibition. I really do not want to do it. Can you confirm that I have to do it? Or there is some other way? Lord has presented in the fourth chapter that yes, the renunciation of action is what ultimately happens as an outcome of knowledge. The person doesn't now get involved into activities as all that sense of ego is gone, basing on which one keeps on doing work. I am so and so. That is an important ingredient in doing, taking up an activity. I am Swami minister here, so I have to give the class tonight. So this becomes a basis for giving this class for me. If I do not know that I am the Swami who has to give the class, then I may not get that motivation for giving the class. So when this limited idea of I vanishes, now the desires and the concepts associated with that also vanish, and thus that person doesn't put himself or herself in any kind of motivated activity. Not that the actions vanish from that person in the external sense. These things can be seen in the lives of great sages who had that knowledge, and through that the sense of a subject, a doer, that sense of doer has gone, and yet they did so much of work, and yet without the idea that that is they are bound to do it. It is that kind of activity is outcome of knowledge. It is not really a work in the usual sense, because the important ingredient in common work is the doership. I am the doer, I am responsible for it, and thus I get the reward or the punishment or whatever. I gain or I lose because I am the agent of the work. That agentship is there. If, say, Triveni buys a lottery ticket, she is not buying, but suppose she buys a lottery ticket and then she gets that, wins a jackpot, then she knows, I bought the ticket, and so the money, whom does the money belong? It doesn't belong to Swami, it belongs to Swami, didn't buy the ticket, I bought the ticket, so money belongs to me. So it is like that the doership automatically creates that sense of responsibility and the sense of possession, all come with amalgamated with that. So that is praised by Lord as the ultimate that goal, a sign of knowledge. So this person, he says, renounces all activities. Now Arjuna, as he listens to that, he feels that, okay, so that is a way that I think will be nice for me. Why Lord is telling me to do the work? He has told me, he has explained it to me, that it is, one can reach that goal by following this path of work too. But is it a matter of choice, is it not? I can take this route or that route. I can decide for myself which one I want to take. Why Lord wants me to take this path of action? That punar yogam cha shamsasi, you are praising both. So tell me that one of these by which I will attain that supreme. So after having told a few times this thing, that do work, follow this path of karma yoga, means doing the work in a detached spirit, without seeking any rewards, without the sense of love or hatred, attraction or repulsion. You do your work as duty, as offering of service to the Lord, as that is what Arjuna you should be doing. But Arjuna thinks that may be a good way, I understand that now. In the beginning of the third chapter, in the similar question, he didn't appreciate that. Now he appreciates that is also a way. But then this other is also way, is it not? Both are the ways. So Lord, tell me for sure what I should be following. So it indicates that sense in Arjuna that he doesn't want to do what Lord has already said. Otherwise, there is no reason to ask that again. If you look into the in the past four chapters, Arjuna has been exhorted again and again to do work in the spirit of yoga. Do your duty. That many times he has been told. So there is really, after telling so many times, the question wouldn't have been appropriate, but it is the inside of a person, a psyche, that still doesn't want to take it up. Feels that I should be, anyway, both paths would lead to knowledge. Why should I not take the other one? So he still hopes in mind that, well, maybe if I ask one more time, like as children we used to do, you know, that suppose if I want to go to movie, then I would ask, Mom, they say that's a nice movie, shall I go? And Mom says, no, you have a lot of other things to do, you have to do your homework and all that. Then afterwards again I would ask, Mom, if I do my homework tomorrow, will it not do? No, first do it, I know you are a lazy guy, you don't do, so first do it now, then go. Mom, are you sure that I should not be going? So after asking four, five times, many times, the moms yield, you know. Okay, because otherwise this fellow will keep on pestering. So just to get rid of that pestering, they would say, okay, go. Don't bother me anymore again. So Arjuna is hoping something like that, that maybe if I put it, I present my case again, maybe Lord will think that yes, especially both paths are there. I have praised both of them. He says that, Lord, you have praised both, is it not? Both are good. Nothing is bad, is it not? Am I doing anything bad if I am taking the path of giving up all actions? I am not doing anything bad in that. Is this something, why should I not take it up? That is also nice. I like that. Why am I being not allowed to do that? So, let me do that. That is the thought. And Lord recognizes that. As a great psychologist, Lord recognizes this. And in Bhagavad Gita, this idea will come again and again. One of these features of ignorance or maya or nescience is that somebody else's path appears to be better than my path. That the somebody else is doing that, somebody else is getting that, that feels to be more enchanting. That appears to be so nice. And my path seems to be full of a lot of troubles. Maybe this also will lead to the goal. But look how troublesome it is. See these monks, they have no problem, you know. They can easily, nothing to worry about the job security. Nothing to worry about raising family and children. It is very fine, you know. Why? Let me take up that path. Now, if it is, had it been really that person's this strong desire to take up the monastic this thing, and that question also wouldn't have come. Yes, come on, there is no, it is, but while being on one path, you keep on thinking of another. You are on one path, on one track. Let us put it like that. Now, while on that track, you keep on thinking of other track. That becomes very detrimental to your progress. You are not eligible for taking up that path at this stage. And so, what happens in such case automatically is that no progress is done because you are not following your path and you are not on the other path to follow it. The other path is out of question because you are not on it. And the path on which you are not following it. So what is the end result? End result is that you do not go anywhere. So this is a very tricky question in spiritual life. It comes again and again to one's minds. That, oh, well, why is this for me? The others, they seem to be progressing fairly well. If I switch to that line, how nice it will be. Well, it is not so nice if you switch actually to that line, and then you will know that all the impediments on that path. The other person's path looks nice because you don't have to traverse on it. When you start when you don't have to travel on it, it is very good, you know. You don't have to worry about all the problems on that path because you are not traveling on it. Looks very nice. Like a story that I had told earlier also, that a fellow was selling oranges. That he said that $9 a dozen. And this man who came to buy said that, well, you are selling $9. In the other shop I saw there that the fellow was selling at $7. And then he said, well, this why did you not buy from there then? If the fellow was selling at $7 a dozen, can go and buy there. Said, no, they are finished there. They are finished. The oranges are not there anymore. This man replied, oh, okay, when mine are finished, I will also sell at $7 a dozen. When mine also are finished. When you don't have any oranges, do you spend or what do you lose by selling it at whatever price? It doesn't make any sense, you know, that you don't have it at all. So, an attraction for somebody else's path is very commonly seen, and Lord has therefore addressed that issue more than once in very, very strong language, that Arjuna, follow your path. Others' paths may be very good, but don't think of it. That will not be beneficial to you at all. It is, I am telling a milder version right now because we will take it up when we actually get there. It is that your path you follow. Others' paths very good. Let them follow that. You are not on that path. Now, to tell it to Arjuna in a soothing manner is important. Because if a person is hurt, then a lot of energy is spent in nursing the wounds. So, therefore, Lord tries to tell in a congenial way that Arjuna, what you are asking is renunciation, is it not? Let me clarify what really renunciation is. And he said, look, the one who performs the works in the spirit of sacrifice, that person is a real renunciate. In fact, that person is a monk in spirit all the time. So, he makes it clear in this third verse that we were seeing that he who neither dislikes nor desires should be known as a perpetual renouncer of action. For, O mighty armed one, one who is free from the dual throng is easily freed from bondage. So Arjuna is being cajoled. Because my mom also used to do me in the same example movie, you know that next time when you will go later, you know, what is there, that movie, and we can see later also, doesn't matter, you know, it is important that you finish your study, what will happen if you don't do your studies, and all that. So, as Arjuna is told, look, it is important, you, what you are asking is renunciation, is it not? Now, the real renunciation comes by this performance of one's own duties, whether they are pleasant or not pleasant, whether you feel happy doing them or not happy doing them, whether you meet persons whom you dislike in that, or whether you meet people you like there. It is to be done with that spirit of complete surrender to Lord and detachment. That is the spirit of becoming a renouncing person. That renunciation is this performance of one's duties without being swayed by this dual throng, as they say, likes, dislikes, friend or foe. Do your work. Don't look at those things. Don't look at pleasures and pains, likes and dislikes. And that makes you a real sannyasi, a monk, and that doing works in the spirit, and he says there that de sukham bandhat pramuchyate, easily you will become free from all bondages. So how soothingly Lord is telling that you will not be doing anything much different on this path. Same, only this will be easier for you. Following this, you will be following the path of renunciation itself in a different way, that's all. Then further he says, in the fourth verse, Sankhya Yoga Prithak Bala Pravadanti na panditaha ekamapyasthita samyak ubhayor vindate phalam. The ignorant say that knowledge and selfless actions are different, but not the wise. Practicing thoroughly even one, a person attains to the fruit of both. So, it is told further that look, it is only the ignorant who do not understand. They say that these two are completely different. Practicing the path of renunciation and practicing the path of performing one's activities, one's duties in the spirit of yoga. What is a monk? A person who renounces, that there are some external signs, like the person takes maybe a monastic name, like in Hindus they take some Swami so and so, like I am Swami Yogatmananda, and name gets changed, the dress that gets changed. Is it becoming a monk? Externally, yes. Externally, this person will not seek any other job or money or such things, will not raise a family. That will be the this external characteristics of a monk. But internal characteristics are different. Externally, these characteristics can be followed by almost anybody. It is much easier. But internally, what a monk is to do, give up likes and dislikes, attachments and aversions, and do your work as an offering to Lord, and don't sit as a lazy person. If many of us, if we don't have any work to do, it is very difficult to imagine how we will spend time. It is not easy for most of us to be without a work. It is what happens in many cases is that a lazy person, therefore, who has no motivation in anything, what is termed in Sankhya and Vedanta as the person full of tamas, full of inertia. That person also can easily take up the signs of outer signs of a monastic life. Because it is easy for that person, doesn't want to do any work anyway. It is difficult to make that person work. So, gives up all work and whatever gets by begging. Monastics also, they get things, their food and all that through begging, do not work. So, this person also thinks that that is an easy way. Just to become, take the proper monastic robes, easily you can get them. Monastic vows somewhere from some teacher. And then, things are simple. Who knows what spiritual practice I do or I don't do? If you do not do any action, you don't have any family to worry about, to think about, no job to get earn money from, no social sense of responsibility either. Free. Is it really freedom? It is just becoming inertiatic. So, the outer signs of monastic life may be there, not the inner ones. The inner sign is of monastic life is not inactivity. It is an intense activity without seeking any results. This inactivity is not the criterion. It is likes and dislikes, going beyond likes and dislikes, and intense that love for the truth or God, whatever you may call. That is the essential part of it. And that is common, in this person who does all the work with the spirit. Maybe a householder, maybe working as to support the family, maybe taking active part in various social these things, social works. Very good. If that person just abstains from likes and dislikes and does not seek anything, then that person also is doing the same thing internally as a monk is also supposed to do. So, if you look at the inner essence, it is the same thing. The outer cover is different. In one case, the outer cover is the monk's cover. In another case, it is the outer cover is a householder or a yogi's cover. A yogi in the sense the one who is doing karma yoga, following the path of action. We used to have, you know, that sometimes in our, we used to take that mobile dispensary in, I used to go in villages. And a medication is given, they are usually in some capsule forms. And same medication would sometimes come in yellow capsule or blue capsule or red capsule. Now they would, the patients who are not very well versed in all this knowledge of what the medicine's name and other things, they would say, oh, last time you know you gave me that yellow capsules. They were very good. Please give me this time that doctor gave the red ones. No, that is not what I want those yellow ones. Now it is had to be explained, you know, it is all the same medicine is being given to you. The color of the capsules is different. Don't go by the color of the capsule. You are being given the same medicine. The color is different. The packing may be different, but the essence is the same. So Lord is telling Arjuna that what you are looking for is actually same in both paths. He then says that in the next verse that he had told it in the earlier verse also that if you take, like you take either the red capsule or the yellow capsule, since the internal that content is the same, the medicine is the same, so the effect will be the same whether you take red or yellow. The effect doesn't depend on that particular color. So Lord says that the effect of following either of these paths will be the same. Yat sankhyai prapyate sthanam, and next verse. Tad yogairapi gamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yap pasyati sapasyati. That status which is attained by men of knowledge is also attained by the men of selfless action. He sees truly who sees the way of knowledge and that of selfless action as one. The one who sees that internally both of them are same, they are really seeing, like transcending the color of the capsule. The one who sees that the medicine is same in both, that person really sees. The one who says, no, they are different, are they really seeing? They are not really seeing. Their attention is only on the outer, insignificant, really speaking, meaningless differences. The content, the essential, as they call in the medicines also, the active ingredient in both of these is the same. And the active ingredient matters. And the other things, the packing may be different, the expectations may be different, some may be sugar-coated, some may not be sugar-coated. Those things may be different, but the active ingredient in both of them being the same, the one who really sees, sees that they are both the same. So Arjuna, first of all, know that both of them lead to the same goal. Then in the next verse he says, why you should not go to the path of renunciation, but follow the path of this yoga. That is suitable to you. It is this possibility of undertaking a path or walking on a path, that is very important. If you don't have that possibility of walking on a path, even if the path is very beautiful, very good, if you are not there, if you are on a train station and about to board a train, and if you think, oh, going by plane is better, is it not? So let me go by the plane. Are you at the airport now? You are not at the airport. Now if you go to the airport to catch it, and then this fellow will go to the airport and will think, was it not better had I gone by train? That would have been better. Okay, come on, let me go back to the train station. It is, no path is then followed. And this is what this nescience or maya does in our life. And we keep on thinking, this is the path, okay, but maybe this is takes lot of time, a lot of trouble. Look at that person, you know, that person has taken the other path, how quickly that fellow is progressing. And I am just slogging on this slow path, when I will reach, I don't know, full of troubles. So, this thought comes to one's mind. Arjuna, like almost all of us, Arjuna is our, that in that sense, our representative, who have to follow the path of selfless action. Whether somebody is a monastic or not a monastic, learning the path of following the selfless action is anyway essential. So Arjuna is told that, look, that the path that you are thinking of taking up, giving up all these duties, is not at all easy. Sanyasastu mahabaho dukkhamaptuma yogatah yoga yukto munir brahma nachirenadhigachyati. So, after telling that both lead to the same goal, now Lord says, but although both lead to the same goal, both although are intrinsically, as far as the active ingredient goes, are same, yet the other one, which is not, I have not prescribed that to you, the other one, the path of renunciation, is fraught with too many troubles. He is now showing that to Arjuna, that how the path of performance of action in proper spirit is better and superior for you. For you. It is for you is important there. It is, there may be some souls for whom the path of renunciation, external renunciation, becomes feasible. They are about no point in telling the proportion, that is so small. It is very few can take up to that path, and then that path has its own trials and tribulations, its own ups and downs. It is, but for most of the other people, it is the path of this yoga becomes most suitable. other path is difficult. So Lord says that state, but the renunciation of action, O mighty armed one, is difficult to attain without performance of selfless action. The sage devoted to selfless action attains Brahman quickly. So, without, even if you follow the path of renunciation, you have to get fully grounded into it only through following the path of yoga or following the path of doing selfless actions. It is many times I have seen, and I myself also had thought that maybe after becoming a monk, I will not have to do much work. It will be very nice. I will be just doing meditation all the day. My activities will be eating and meditating and praying and studying, reading the books, and that's about it. Why should there be other works? There are so many other people, let them take care of the other work and let me. But the situation was very different. When you become a monk, you know that it is not that easy. Many, therefore, come to become monk. In our order, the proportion, roughly, I am not very, I have not seen the exact statistics these days, but roughly speaking, of the people who come to become monks, only about 20% ultimately become monks. All others, they see that it is not really, many give up within a couple of months or a year. So for 1 year, we do not even take the trouble of writing their names in our register. For 1 year, because most of them leave. So anyway, why I take the trouble of writing and then scratching? So so don't. One of our swamis in our center in Mumbai, and they, because it is a hub, many people may come there, and so they write to the swami in advance. Book our reservation for the train, so and so. Those were not the days of internet that you can book from anywhere. So they had to tell the local people there that please arrange my reservation for this date. I will come this date and go back this date. So please, on that date, please book my ticket. And the Swami was well experienced, you know, so he wouldn't immediately rush to book the ticket. Because in 99% cases, after 2 days, another call would come saying that, oh, sorry, I can't come that day, so cancel my ticket. So he would neither book nor, so no need to cancel. So otherwise, twice, you know, go book and then cancel. So for 1 year, therefore, the names also are not recorded that the fellow has decided to become a monastic. After 1 year, if that if he survives 1 year, then the name is written down. Okay, he has come to become a monk. And after 9 years, then the person is given the monastic vows. Why so? Because it is a process that one has to go through. Tremendous discipline, torturous, really. It is it is in many ways, you will see that it is like we have a training center in our headquarters. So sometimes we used to call it not training center, put an S before that. Training center. And in our, at our center near Nagpur, there is a big central jail there, you know. So, the novices are usually sometimes in a humorous way told, you know, you will soon think that the condition there, in the jail, and they are better. There you have more freedom than here. So it is not that a person from outside it appears all hunky-dory, very nice, you know, how becoming a monk, you know, all I will be just thinking of God, all worries dropped off. Many come with that super fine feeling. I have seen in 3 days the person goes. One boy came to very nice and came and said that I want to become a monk and all that. I read the books of Vivekananda and they have inspired me. I must do this. And he came, he was okay. In the morning he came, told, okay, you stay there. Then he took breakfast, lunch and all with us. And then at about 4 o'clock, I went to take him to have some tea. So I knocked his door, no reply thing. Then I pushed, the door was open. And then he had vanished, writing asleep, you know, that I don't think I will be able to manage. So he had gone within a few hours, you know. So it like that, it happens in many cases that it is not that easy as it appears from outside. The outer attraction for that kind of life is much. That, okay, give up all action. These actions, I am so peaceful when I don't have to, you know, go to work every day. If I am just sitting, vacation, no work, holiday, then I sit in the shrine and meditate. How nice it will be. It is not easy even if a person is just let free. Come on, meditate. Not possible. For 99.9% the mind will become just devil's workshop without a disciplined work. It is, and it can be seen very easily. We think that, yes, I will spend time in meditation, continue, instead, now I want to meditate, but what to do? I have to rush to work. At 8 o'clock I have to reach my workplace, I have to start at 7, and since at night I didn't get good sleep, somehow I have to get up early, do my meditation in 15 minutes, and then rush to my work. Suppose I have a holiday, then instead of 15 minutes, I will start early. I had to start at 6:45 and go out at 7 if I have a holiday. Then if I start at 6:45, I can continue like that for, say, 12:45. So, how many hours? 6 hours of peaceful meditation. Then of course I will feel hungry and then I will be eating. But then since it is a holiday, after eating and a little bit rest, I will again sit for meditation. Looks as though the ideas look logically very nice. Problem is with psychology, not logic. Psychologically they don't work like that. What happens? The mind plays such tricks. If you know that you have a holiday, then, oh, okay, so today I can meditate a little later also, is it not? Why get up early? So then everything, you know, goes on like that. And I have seen those things, that people without any work, not that they meditate a lot, they just waste a lot of time. So, for example, the morning, lot of time is there while get up early. So instead of 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whatever, okay, I'll sleep for 5 minutes. But then, I thought I will sleep for 5 minutes, but I got up after 1 hour. Then, okay, doesn't matter, you know, it is whole day is there to meditate, why worry? So, otherwise the fellow finishes his, brushing the teeth, washing the mouth and all that in 5 to 7 minutes max. And now there is plenty of time, so, spends half an hour or 40 minutes in just that. Then afterwards, okay, let me see what exciting news is there on TV. There is lot of time for meditation. Today I don't have to worry. It's just 5 minutes if I see news is not going to hurt in a big way. So, but that 5 minutes goes to an hour or so. What I mean is that the mind, if not disciplined, is not initially in the shape to undertake the meditative practices. So, it is, although it appears very charming from outside, actually it is not so easy. And so Lord says, dukkham aptum ayogataha. The words are very interesting, that is difficult to attain without a performance of selfless action. Performance of selfless action. And that requires practice. Selfless action. How many ways the self comes in the way. Doing actions selflessly is easier said than done. The self comes into play in many ways. Why should I do that work? Are there not other works? I don't like that. I don't like that person. It is such a headache there. So many problems come. Selflessness is not that easy. It is some reward, some recognition, some attention gets automatically sought because of our ignorance. Not that it is a problem of I or you or he or she or anybody. This is a problem of all of us who are in ignorance. It is not that only I have this problem. This problem is because of the ignorance, that I is always a special thing in ignorance. It is through selfless work, practicing selfless work in a very disciplined way. And it is, it is not easy. It is not easy and it will not be easy. But comparatively, it is much easier to practice it on the path of yoga. That yes, gradually you will have it. You will get there. So, that is why Lord says we will continue to study these great ideas. This fifth chapter is very important from that point of view. Lord is entering much deeper into the psyche. And therefore the sixth chapter will be devoted more towards meditative practices. And that will help a person to see many things more clearly and work accordingly. So we shall continue by the grace of God to study it. Any questions? Yes, Charles?
I have a few questions. Our German had a certain duty because of his task, and yet today in America we don't have tasks. So if it's just whatever brings... I mean, I come to Vedanta because there was something I liked about it. It resonated with me. And if it, whatever brings you closer to God, is that your duty, or...
Oh, yes, that is true. That will be an ultimate definition.
Because if I wasn't doing that, I probably wouldn't have any path.
Well, that is... and what is your other question?
The other one is, I also do political activism, and Arjuna was told to fight a war, but these things are only temporary. They don't... Like, we all have our karma, so even if he wins the war... Everybody still has their karma to live out later, or if he loses it, everyone has their karma. So why is he being encouraged to do something that will have a temporary result?
Yes. First question, that caste, there the word caste connotes some misleading this thing, that caste doesn't mean that he belongs to one of those four castes, and so that is his, and since those four castes are not in the American society, what are we to do? It is, look at it from this point, that whatever work has come to me by my vocation, by my training, by the requirement of the society, that the work that you need to do is determined by the society. Like suppose you took training in making the caps. But now you people are not interested in buying caps anymore. So what do you do then? Do you say that my business is just to make caps? Well, no, now society doesn't require caps. So do something that society requires, so that you will be able to do the work. Otherwise, you will not be able to do the work. So what work you do depends on so many different factors.
But society wouldn't care if I'm a Vedantist or if I was Jewish or a Christian. It wouldn't matter to society,
but what work you do depends on what are the requirements of society. It is not that you can choose anything that interests just you and not the society, because one aspect of this work is that it brings livelihood to you. As Lord has said, that without that even your physical livelihood will be difficult. So, and when do you get paid by people? When you do something for them that they need. If you are doing something that they don't need, you will not be paid by them. If you say that, oh, I can stand before you and keep on rubbing my nose, will you pay me? So they will say that, well, that service is not needed now. So it is your actions in society, in connection with other people, have this component. Then within that again your skills come, that society needs so many different types of works. Where your skills lie, where your training lies, and then that becomes your work. Now you do that work. Now some works fetch more reward monetarily than other works. Like you may be liking one work, you may be trained for one work, and that is okay, society too needs that work, but that pays you $5. Some other work that pays you $20. So it is now, but you are not skilled or trained or capable of doing that work. So therefore now, what will be an ordinary person's position? See, I put also equal hours and I get only so much. This fellow gets so much. And then that burning will be there inside. So this person therefore will not be doing the practice of yoga. That okay, what I get, that is that. If I am not skilled to do that kind of work, and that therefore I will not be hankering for those things. If I get in doing my work itself, if I get more money, that is fine. That it is. But if I don't get, I don't get what is there. These things are not important for a yogi. A yogi gives up these considerations and works selflessly. This is the practice that is to be done. So that is the first aspect that yes, we all can do this. Your second question was?
Yes,
they will be temporary. The outer results will be temporary, but the inner result will be your growth to the ideal. So that is kind of more permanent that you will achieve in life. So let us conclude with the closing prayers.